This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Victoria Nyave was one of the few bright spots for embattled Texas Democrats last year. She led the Dallas Women's March. As a state legislator, she got a law passed aimed at easing a backlog of rape kits. That helped earn her Freshman of the Year honors from her fellow Democrats. Then, a few days after the legislative session ended, she had a car wreck back home and ended up pleading no contest to drunken driving. Now she's back in the public eye, leading a reprise of the Women's March tomorrow. Victoria Nyave, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you for the invitation.
Nationwide, the Washington Post estimated 4 million women marched on that day last January. It was a huge response to the Trump inauguration. Is that hunger still as much at the forefront now, a year later?
I think it has grown, especially when we see issues on the national level and here in Texas dealing with the Me Too movement, for example, mm-hmm. and the laws impacting sexual harassment. The fact that we don't have equal pay for equal work for women, I think women are upset that we've said it's enough is enough. The fact that we have high numbers of women running for office all across the country mm-hmm. shows that women are ready and are stepping up already to run for office.
A year ago, nobody could foresee how this Me Too movement would just kind of explode late in 2017. How do you see that tying into, you know, the energy that was generated by the Women's March?
We've been raising the flag all during session, trying to put attention on issues, for example, ending the backlog of thousands of untested mm-hmm. rape kits in our state. The fact that, for example, our sexual harassment laws in Texas have a very short statute of limitations, only 180 days to file your complaint. We plan on filing legislation to extend the statute of limitations. But I think the fact that women have had enough and that people are finally listening is the time when we can do something to pass laws, and the momentum is on our side.
In Austin last spring, there was such a lopsided Republican advantage in both houses that your bill on rape kits, it was one of the very few Democratic bills that actually got through. How do you thread that needle?
When Democrats and Republicans work together and we have meaningful dialogue on issues, that's when we're able to pass great positive legislation for our state. So our legislation will allow somebody, an individual, to donate a dollar or any amount that you would like when you go apply for or renew your driver's license, commercial driver's license, personal ID, and motor vehicle registration. And our legislation is expected to generate $1 million per year to help towards the testing of rape kits. But I'll tell you, we shouldn't have to be coming to our fellow Texans to ask them to contribute a dollar. Right. Our state should be fully funding this issue, and we are going to work hard next session to get additional appropriations to help test the backlog.
Let's talk about your other big moment last year, your arrest on drunken driving charges. The wreck actually happened the night before you were coming to KERA for a Friday conversation. Afterward, you made a statement saying, quote, "I will work to make this right." What have you done to make this right?
I think about that every day, that day. I understand and realize that little girls look up to me, and I want to make sure that they see somebody who says, like, if you're going to take responsibility, you take responsibility. I said I was going to take responsibility, and that's exactly what I have done. And but I'm not letting that stand in my way of representing our community.
You're up for re-election this year. No Democratic opposition in March, but Republicans are going to come after you on this.
We expect. We have three Republican opponents, and so, you know, we'll face whoever prevails from their primary. For us, we're going to continue to work to do what we've always done, and that is work across the aisle. I'm very proud that even as a Democrat, we earned the support of lots of independents and Republican supporters. And what we have to do is continue to fight extremism, and that's what we're seeing in the legislature, sadly.
You first ran for the legislature about this time 2 years ago. Has the landscape changed for a Democrat in Texas in those 2 years?
What we're seeing are people engaged at much higher levels than when I decided to first run. And people are registering to vote. People are knocking on doors. People are volunteering for progressive campaigns at levels that we have not seen in a long time. So we're going to work hard and to make sure that everybody votes in this gubernatorial year.
Victoria Nyave, state legislator and leader of tomorrow's Dallas Women's March, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.